But we intend to continue to put the pressure on until we get a federal civil rights case. Let's not act like we got in the Florida case because of the merits. We got there by rallying, by protesting, and raising the issue.
That's right.
And we're going to do it this time. The Florida officials said there wasn't going to be a trial. Well, it was. Well, they're telling you today, I don't know if they're going to get a civil rights trial. We will. And we will get a civil trial. And the other thing I tell you, Tom, that's going to be different in a civil trial is that in a civil case, the family suing George Zimmerman, Zimmerman will have to testify.
Oh.
You cannot not testify in a civil trial. And when he gets on that stand, I guarantee you there's going to be new evidence comes out, which could also bolster a new prosecution because he will have to answer.
You know, I think a lot of people have forgotten that the reason that there was a trial, as you just mentioned, is because we demonstrated. Because this wouldn't have never gone to trial.
They weren't going to charge him.
They were not going to even charge him.
They sent him
home. If not for Reverend Al, us, others, said, hey, this needs to be a trial. This is wrong. And remember, they fired the sheriff or the local police chief. The local police chief.
He announced there was not going to be a trial.
Right.
When I first came on airways and you said, let's go with it, Reverend Mal, we came because they had closed the case.
We got the case
reopened. It was a special prosecutor, Corey, that brought this case. So people talking about, well, I don't know what this is going to do. What we watched the last several weeks was not the system correcting itself. It was the people correcting the system. Now we've got to finish the-